the third parak, now that we've collected the shkalim, they're all in the lishka, special chamber that they collected all the shkalim throughout. And what do we do with those shkalim? Mishnah Aleph, Bishlosha Prakim Bashana, three different times throughout each year, tormim et alishka, tormim, we would withdraw shkalim from the special lishka where all the shkalim was stored. When was that? Bifros HaPesach, Bifros HaTzeres, Bifros HaChag. Pros means half. In other words, there's a halacha of 30 days before the chag. We learn the halachas of the chag. So halfway through that, 15 days before Pesach and Shuas and Sukkos, they would withdraw from the funds, that those withdrawn funds would be used from then until the next withdrawing in the year. The Mishnah continues on a tangent, a little complicated. We're not going to go into the details. And Kronos Lemaiser Behema Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says as well, there's a mitzvah Meodoraisa of taking Maiser Behema. That's at the end of the year. You're fundamentally permitted to use the animals until the end. It's not like Trumas and Maisers of produce, that until you take the Trumas and Maisers, you can't use the produce. Nonetheless, Chazal said that you should at three times during the year take the Maiser from the Behemas, and that would be at the same times, 15 days before each of the Shalosh Regalim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Benazai Omer, Rabbi Benazai is the view when it comes to being Mafrish, the Meiser, the Behema. He has different dates than Rabbi Akiva. He says that when it comes to the first of the Chag of Pesach, Be'esrim V'tisha Ba'adar, it is 15 days before, but he gives specifically the date of the 29th of Adar. Rabbi Akiva is of the view that Adar can either be of 29 or 30 days, so he doesn't give us the exact date. He simply says 15 days before Pesach. Then Azai says that the month of Elul is always Chaser, is always going to be 29 days, so it's going to be set 15 days before Pesach, is going to be set on the 29th day of Adar. Ube'echad B'sivan, it's not 15 days before Shavuos, it's going to be 5 days before Shavuos. It's because Klal Yisrael would not be using, Chazal instituted that you should not use the animals until you take the Meiser Behema. So once you take the Meiser Behema, it would be permitted to use the animals. There was a concern by Ben Azai that if it was permitted 15 days before Shavuos, there wouldn't be many animals left to bring the Karbana. So he makes it closer to Shavuos and says, Be'echab is even 5 days before Shavuos is when you take the Meiser Behema to ensure we'd have Karbanos, animals for the Karbanos on Shavuos. Who be'esri v'tisha ba'av, and he's of the view it's 30 days before. When it comes to Sukkot, 30 days before the time period of Rabbi Akiva. This is because it's unclear, it's a machlokes, what the cutoff day on the Deraisa level, which we said is you take the Meiser Behema every year, is that supposed to be at the beginning of Elul, the first of Elul, the first of Tishrei? So it turns out, according to Ben Azai, that the month of Elul is a suffix, so you should be mafris the Meiser Behema for that month by itself. So the day before that suffix begins, which is the 29th of Av, would be the third time that we are mafrish the Meiser Behema. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, they have the third view that when it comes to being mafrish the Meiser Behema, the first time, in other words, for Pesach, it's not 15 days before, but it is 14 days before. It's Be'achad B'Nisan. That's because there's a Shita that says that we learn the halachas 14 days, 2 weeks before the halacha, so they peg it to that. Be'echad B'Sivan, when it comes to Shavuos, they agree with Ben Azai 5 days before Shavuos. And when it comes to Sukkot, they are of the view Be'esrim V'tisha Be'elul, that it is 15 days before the Chag of Sukkot, not 14 days. So in fact, the Mishnah calls this third sheet of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, on that. Why do you have a difference? Then when it comes to Pesach, you're saying 14 days before, and when it comes to Sukkot, you're saying 15 days before. Why are you talking about the 29th of Elul, which is 15 days before Sukkot, and why not on the first of Tishrei, which is the next day? Why don't you do the Truma, the Meiser Behema on that day? So they answer me, Neshu Yom Tov, the Asher La'aser B'Yom Tov, because the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, and you can't take the, for various reasons, the Meiser Behema on a Yantiv Lefichach, Hikdimu La'asrim V'Tisha Be'elul. Accordingly, they made it a day earlier on the 29th of Elul, but fundamentally, they are of the view that it's the 14 days before the Chag, not 15 days before the Chag. Mishnah Beis. Now that we have the Shkalim, they're in the chamber, we said we withdraw three times a year, and according to all, that's 15 days before each of the Chagim. How would they withdraw? So let's talk about the first time. B'sholosh Mishnah Beis, B'sholosh Kupot, Shalosh Shalosin, they would take three baskets, three bins, and each one could hold three se'ah of Shkolim, Tormim es Alishka, and they would fill up from what has arrived up until that date. Let's assume it's the first of Nisan. They would take from the Shkolim that are in the Lishka. This is the Truma Salishka, removing, withdrawal, the Truma of the Shkolim from the Lishka and putting it into those three baskets, Vikasuben, and they were written upon each of those baskets, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. That's how they were listed, and that is how it was used, because the mitzvah was done first into Aleph, then Beis, then Gimel. Then they would use it in that same order. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, Yevanis Kasuben, it was actually not written in Hebrew, but it was written in Greek, Alpha, Beta, Gimel, Gamla, Eina Torim Nichmas. And now we have an interesting halacha, and this is a source actually based on the psukim that we darshan here, the Isser of Chshad, that even if you're not doing anything wrong, but don't give off the appearance of doing something wrong. Eina Torim Nichmas, the person who was going on in to withdraw the funds and putting them into the baskets, who went into that lishka, the chamber, cannot go in Loba Bargot Chafus with a hem garment, Veloba Minal, not with shoes, Veloba Sandal, not with sandals, Veloba Tefillin, Veloba Kameya, not with an amulet, because those are all types of clothing or items that you could hide money in. We're not really concerned you're going to do that, but we're concerned about the appearance. Because people may say, Shema Yeani, after you go in and you may become impoverished, people will say, V'yomru ma'avon alishka, and he became poor because he stole when he was in the lishka. Or Shema Yashir, or you may become wealthy, V'yomru. People may look at you and say, Mitruma salishka hashir, it's because of the truma salishka. When you took some funds, you went in there to give it for the base of mikdash, and to the baskets, you took some for yourself, you put it into your amulet, you hid it in your shoe, whatever it may be. So we're concerned about people thinking that lefisha adam tzarich ladseisi de'abrius, we are required to be yotze the way of people. In other words, we have to appear clean and innocent in front of people. Kederach shetzarech latzeisi de'amakam, just as we have to look clear and clean and innocent and be innocent in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now we see the pasuk Shneamar in Bamidbar Lamed Bet Ve'yisim Nekim Hashem Umi Yisrael, that we have to appear innocent, that we're not doing anything wrong, not only to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but also to all members of Klal Yisrael. In other words, certainly don't do anything wrong, but don't even give off the appearance of doing anything wrong. And then we have the same pasuk, a similar pasuk, same concept, Va'omer from Mishle, Umetzachen, V'secho, Tobeinei, Elokim, V'adam, both in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and people, we have to look pure and proper. Mishnah Gimel is a fascinating Mishnah. Shall base Rabbi Gamliel hayanichnas v'shikololo ben etzbos of the house of Rabbi Gamliel would come in to give their shekel at the end of the time we've been collecting all of Adar, and now they come in and they are ready to give first of Nisan and Vizorko Lifnei HaTorim. We have the Torim there, who is the person who is withdrawing the funds and putting it into the baskets. Rabbi Gamliel and his family members would come and they would have it in their hands, showing no marasayin here. We're to giving the shekel. We're not taking anything we shouldn't take. And they would punt it over, throw it over to the person who is withdrawing the funds right then from the antechamber and putting it into the baskets. V'HaTorim Yiskaven V'Dochafo L'Kuba, and that Torim would, with Kavana, in other words, he would purposely make sure that the Shkolim that was being donated by Rabbi Gamliel and his family, they would put into the Kupa. In other words, what's going on here is, as we've discussed in the past, the Machatzitza Shekel, all the Shkolim that were put into the baskets, it counted for all Klal Yisrael, not only the people who had donated those Ashkol Shkolim, not only the people whose Shkolim were in transit to the base of Mikdash even at that point, even people who would send their Shkolim during that year, it counted for everyone. Nonetheless, we have a Hiddur that Rabbi Gamliel and his family wanted their actual Shkolim to be used in the purchase of the Korbanos Tzibur. The Mishnah continues, Eina Torim Torim Ad Sheyomer Lahem Etrom. We have the Torim there, turning to the people who are watching, the special people working for the base of Mikdash, ensuring everything is okay, the security crew, whoever it may be. He would not start taking from the Shkolim and the Lishka and putting it into the baskets until he said, should I start? Should I try the Truma? Ben Omrim, and they would say to him, and this process happened, Trum, Trum, Trum. They responded, go, 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 do the Truma. And they did this process, Shalosh Pamim, to make it very official. So three times they had that interchange between them. Mishnah Dalid, Taramis Arishona. So once he took the Truma and put it into the three baskets, this is on the first of Nisan, Umechape Bik Tablaos, he would cover up the rest of the Shkolim that were sitting there in the Lishka that he did not take from. He took from them, but he didn't take them. He covered it up with a leather cover. We'll explain why shortly. Shnia, the second time that he takes the Truma, in other words, 15 days before the next Chag, which was Shavuos, he would take from the additional Shkolim that arrived late from after the first time that withdrew, so all the shkalim that arrived from the first of Nisan up until the second drawing from the Lishka, which is 15 days before Shavuos, he would take from those new shkalim that arrived, and then he would cover them, he would cover them with the lever cover, and the shlishit comes, we use those funds all the way up to 15 days before Sukkot. We have the third withdrawing, 15 days before Sukkot. At that point, lo haya mechapeh, he didn't have to cover them up. Why did he cover the first time and second time, but not the third time? Shema yishkach v'yitro min adavar hatorum, because if you didn't cover it up, maybe he would retake shkolim from shkolim that he's already taken shkolim from. In other words, we want to make sure that we only take shkolim from the new things that have arrived since the prior time that we took the truma. And the Mishnah concludes and gives a little bit of more information in this regard. Tarmas harishon l'shem eretz Yisrael, we did in mind that the first time that they would take, in other words, on the first of Nisan when they took it, we know that the shkolim came primarily from those who were closest, the people in Eretz Yisrael. And accordingly, he says, these I'm taking from those in Eretz Yisrael. Although he said, l'kol Yisrael, this would go for all Klal Yisrael, even those shkalim that are coming from very far and arrive late. Ushnia, the second time we have the Truma Salishka, 15 days before Shavuos, he has in mind the Shum Krachim Amakufim Kmukafim La. We know that this second batch of shkalim that they came after the first batch, they likely came from those cities that are outside of Israel, but close to Eretz Yisrael, and what we're taking from those shkalim. But truth be told, it is going to count for all of Klal Yisrael, even those shkalim that haven't arrived, that are coming from real far away, Vashlishis, and the third time, which is from the third batch of the shkalim that came extra special late, Lishum Bavel, Ulushum Madai, Ulushum Medina, Sarakolkos. We know that these came from even farther countries, Bavel, Madai, and even further countries than them. Nonetheless, even though we know we're withdrawing from those newer shkalim because they came the latest, we obviously are always having in mind that all Kolbarnas Tibor count for all of Klal Yisrael, regardless of when their shkalim arrived.